Praise the Lord. God bless you, Prophetess Nichelle. Thank you, woman of God, for releasing the miracle seed of $40 on August the 17th. But also thank you, woman of God, for releasing the seed of $142 on the 19th of August as well. No, woman of God, that you're in a season where you're going to begin to hear some really good news that is going to bless you. You're in a season of fulfillment. You're in a season where you're going to begin to see the birthing of some new things. For the Lord says, I drape thee and I cover thee in this season. And you're going to come into a season and time where you're going to see great joy and great peace. And great success shall come unto thee, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And you're going to find, prophetess of the Most High, that you're going to find favor with women in this season. And you're going to find that I shall equip thee and I shall guard thee. And you're going to see that the right knowledge is going to open up doors and make some real beneficial contacts and connections for you. Oh, get thyself ready, because as I open up doors for ministry, and you will go forth and you will declare the word of the Lord. And the anointing that is on a Catherine Coleman shall rest upon thee, where you will heal my people. The anointing of a Joyce Myers will also be upon you, for you will dig deep. You will dig deep inside of them. And yea, even the anointing of Bishop Iona Lock, it shall also rest upon thee as well. And you shall be fierce, and you shall be a lion, and you shall roar, and you shall declare the word of the Lord. For women shall be slain under the power of the Holy Ghost. They shall be slain under the mighty anointing and the prophetic gifting. Oh, I'm stirring up the gift into a new dimension, saith the Spirit of the Most High. You will see and you will dream things in advance. You will know past things. You will know future events. You will know the dreams of others, yea, saith the Lord. For you will step into a season, woman of God, of great satisfaction and instant success, instant favor, saith the Lord of hosts. So the Lord said, this is a season where you may see the endings of some key relationships, but be at peace. Their hostile feelings, their competitive feelings, their jealousy shall not disturb thee. For I stir thee up in this season, and I touch your mind in a brand new way. I quiet thy mind in this season to hear at a deeper level. Now, there could be jealousy or misunderstandings between you and someone. Could be between a loved one. But I will cause you to season your words with grace. Be wise and use caution relating to men in this season. For the Lord says, you're stepping up and you're stepping out. And you're going to leave some things in the background. Now the Lord says unto thee, that though some relationships in your life are coming to an end, because God says they shall no longer know you as Nichelle, but they shall know thee as my prophetess. They shall know thee as my servant and as my voice. For you're stepping into a higher degree of power and authority. You're going to move into a spiritual realm that is going to even frighten you. For God says, I'm going to show you the kingdom. I'm going to show you the majesty of the kingdom. And I will show you all that I will do for thee and through thee. So the Lord says, prepare. Because you're in a season of a new beginning. You're in a season where the Lord says, know that I've called thee to be an overcomer. And you will surely, surely prosper. Now listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. And know that God says, I touch your body. I touch thy womb. I touch thy womb. Prepare. Prepare for the whispers. Okay. Okay, Holy Spirit. He says, get some baby powder. Some baby powder. He says, baby powder. And just begin to rub your stomach with some baby powder every now and then. He says, do it for the next 7 days, just rub it, so that you can begin to start smelling like the baby that you will produce. God bless.
Ready to close out. What is the word of the Lord to Prophetess Nichelle Berrien?
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that He's giving you the keys and the tools, and God is saying for you to go forth and manifest the vision. And I hear God saying that there is newness that's going to happen for you. God is saying that there is new living arrangements that's going to come. God is saying for you to be open in this season, to be open for it's not a hand-me-down, but to be open for the gifts in this season. God is saying don't find it strange for people to begin to call you out of the blue and begin to give you things and begin to sow seeds. God is saying that you've sown your time and you've sown your gifts for many years, and God is saying that he's about to bless you in this season. God is saying that there's an overdue vacation that's going to happen, and God is saying that there is a different you that's going to come forth, and God is saying for you, I hear God saying that he's going to give you some words, and God is saying some words for you to speak to certain individuals. God is saying that the names will begin to come to you, and God is saying that you have the power to begin to raise things, and God is saying for you to, it's something about Ruth, like study Ruth or something I hear God saying, and that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Bless you, Prophet Michelle. I just hear God saying that this is a season that he's taking you into a greater height in him, a greater measure in him, a greater depth in him. And even the sensitivity you have for the people of God, God says you're going to be able to sort of like where you're able to minister to them and then leave the problem or situation at the altar so that God will begin to dissipate it, where it will be solved and resolved, and you'll be able to go forward and to go on without the problem being a weight or carrying the problem. God is taking you into greater organizational skills, and I see God bringing forth greater people, women in the ministry who will be true to the heart of God, that will help you and assist you with the ministry and will be like helping hands. And that's the word of the Lord.